الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا ومن يرد ثواب الدنيا نؤته منها ومن يرد ثواب الآخرة نؤته منها وسنجزي الشاكرين صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in our last few previous lessons that we have done, we spoke about the battle of Badr. And after Ghazwa Badr, we spoke of Ghazwa Uhud. And it was, we gave some details, some information concerning the both of the Ghazwas, Badr and Uhud. And it was during this battle of Uhud, wherein one particular thing happened, a rumor spread. And this rumor that spread was concerning Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. And what was this rumor that spread? The rumor that spread was that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was killed by the enemy and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away from this world. Who started this rumor? It was Shaitan. Nada bihi Shaitan. Shaitan made this i'lan, this announcement that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is killed. And when Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard this, jawwazu alayhi al-qatl, there was one particular Kafir by the name of Ibn Khabi'a. So Ibn Khabi'a, he assumed that he killed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he had injured Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a head wound, fashajjahu fi ra'si. And then he went to the mushrikeen saying that qad qataltu Muhammadan, that I had killed Muhammad. So when Sahaba heard all of this, jawwazu alayhi ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-qatl, they said it's highly possible that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then passed away. Because we know of what happened, and Ibn Khabi'a heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he must have passed away from this world. So this was a rumor that then spread, and some Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they began to believe this. And when this happened, قَدْ حَصَلَ فِيهِمْ ضَعْفٌ, some of the Sahaba began to feel despondent, and they lost the courage to fight. So they couldn't muster up this courage and then come back to the battlefield and fight the enemy. And some of them decided to stay away now from fighting the enemy. So when this happened, these verses were revealed concerning this incident and concerning these Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them targhib to continue fighting. So Allah says that, listen, O Sahaba, wa ma Muhammadun illa Rasul. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more but a messenger. In other words, he came with a mission. And now if he has to pass away, the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will still continue. The deen of Allah doesn't come to an end. The deen of Allah will still continue. Other messengers also passed away before Muhammad. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلِ. Listen, أَفَإِن مَاتَ, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away, أَوْ قُتِلْ, if he's killed, انقلبتم على أعقابكم, are you going to retreat? Are you going to fall back on your heels? In other words, are you going to go back to disbelief and unbelief? وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ, whoever does so, فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا, let him know that he will never harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Allah in any way. Allah's deen will still continue. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ شَاكِرِينَ, Allah will soon reward all those who are grateful. In other words, all those who have brought iman and all those who are still continuing to help and to assist the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, this is the rule. Let me explain to you what is the rule. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا. No soul shall die. No soul shall die except through the will, permission and leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let him know that كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا, this is also a decree that is already predetermined. In other words, Allah is giving them targhib. By you making your advancements and coming forward to fight, by you now plunging into the battlefield, you should know that this is not going to reduce your lifespan in any way. Your ajal is already written for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whatever asbab they had, they made use of that, and then they went to fight. But say no to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. say no to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming down in any way. The deen of Allah should only rise. The deen of Allah should never suffer. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِيهِ مِنْهَا. If you want the thawab of this worldly life, you want the thawab, the reward of this dunya, then we'll give you this. In other words, then you can stay back from fighting. Whatever good you've done for thus far, you'll get reward for that in this world. But then in the akhirah, don't ask for reward. There'll be no naseeb, no share for you in the akhirah. But if you want the thawab of akhirah, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ نُؤْتِيهِ مِنْهَا. Plus, you get thawab of akhirah because you're now fighting for the akhirah. You are now fighting لِعَلَىٰي كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. But you'll also get the dunya as well in that. وَسَنَجِزِي الشَّاكِرِينَ. Remember, soon, very soon, we are going to reward all those who are grateful. In other words, all those who believe in Allah and who assist the deen of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to assist his deen.